thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
Together, and if you have a Bible with me, we're going to turn to Jeremiah chapter 18. Jeremiah chapter 18, and I want to speak about being in the hands of the potter. Being in the hands of the potter. And we're going to read verses 1 to 6 from Jeremiah chapter 18. It says, "The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. And the vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to do. Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do this, do with you as this potter has done? Declares the Lord, behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." And let's just pray. As we begin, Lord, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you, Lord, that your word is alive and speaks. Lord, we pray that it would pierce like a two-edged sword deep into our hearts tonight. Lord, we pray that you would speak to all of us gathered here, those of us joining online. Lord, we just pray that you would come and have your way in our hearts in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. You know, tonight, I want to share a couple of stories about the sort of the broken bones, the scrapes, the bangs that we pick up in life, and in particular the ones I have picked up. And I'll explain a little bit as we go along as to why that's important. But I want us to know tonight, and I believe God wants each and every one of us to know and to be reminded of the fact that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, in Psalm 139, verse 14, we read, "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. And my soul knows it very well." Do you know tonight that you are wonderfully created, wonderfully made by God? Again, we read it in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27. We're told that we're made in God's image. And then in verse 31 of Genesis chapter 1, we're told that God looked upon us and said, "You're very good." God says, looks at you tonight, and he says, "You are very good, fearfully and wonderfully made in my image." That is who you are tonight. And when we think to this passage in Jeremiah where he describes Israel as a pot, this jar of clay that could be worked and reworked, if we think about how we're created and we link these two imagery, we are created as this perfect pot, this perfect piece of clay. And Faith and I, we watch a girl on Instagram, it's up around this way somewhere, Zara McLaughlin, who makes wonderful pieces of pottery. And you can see her working at the clay, and I have enjoyed watching it. But what happens is something can be made perfect, but then all of a sudden it spoils. And in our relationship with God, when God created everything, it was very good, it was perfect, and all of a sudden something cracked and sin entered into the world, and the relationship between us and God was broken, it was damaged. And it's like taking that piece of clay and the cracks beginning to appear, the shape begins to falter, and what we end up with is something that's imperfect. And tonight we need to realize that we aren't perfect. We have flaws, we have cracks and failures. And if you think, even just looking in the mirror, you are not in the same condition you started out this journey. You know, I think of Alora, and she's just so small and cute, and I'm less small and much less cute. But I'm not in the same condition that I started out even as a little baby. I've got scratches and cracks and scars and different things. And you know, one of the stories I remember is growing up, me and my brother were out on our bikes messing around as boys do, and you sort of, you know, cycle up and sort of clip your wheel off his back wheel, and it sort of causes it to wobble, and things are going okay, and Philip came up behind me this day and he clipped the back wheel and the whole thing shook. And I thought, I'm getting you back, as he flew past me and I cycled up after him. And as I got close and clipped his back wheel and his bike wobbled and he caught it and my bike wobbled and I didn't. And down I went and hit my leg off the curb on the way down and ended up with a spiral fracture up my leg in plaster from toe to groin. And I was like, that was not the way that was meant to go. But that was one of my cracks, one of those bangs and scrapes that I've picked up. And tonight, as we think about this clay in the potter's hand and what it means for us as the created human beings that are precious and loved by God, but imperfect with cracks and bangs, we need to realize firstly that we're broken, that we're not perfect. We have all these scars, and that's what we're told here in verse 4 in Jeremiah 18 about this piece of clay in the potter's hands. We read that, and the vessel he was making of clay was spoiled. It wasn't what it was meant to be. There was something wrong in that moment. Something had happened that caused the clay to be spoiled. And we are no different. You know, we go through life and we pick up bumps and bruises and cuts and scratches. And most of them are superficial. They heal on their own, they take no attention, but other things go much deeper. Other things scar us and need attention. And I have a scar on my right hand from using a knife. I was about 14, I was trying to make the dinner, and the knife, the chopping board, and my thumb had an issue that didn't mix. And I have that scar, and it was deep and it needed attention. And we're the same. We go through life and some things they're like a little graze and it makes no big deal, but other things hurt much deeper, impact us much more. And we have to recognize that we're broken. There's things in life that hurt us. Physical things, sickness, the accidents like I have been prone to. And then the emotional things. And they all have an impact on us. But what happens is we end up spoiled. Just like this piece of clay. And sometimes that can leave us down. Sometimes that can leave us feeling that we're unworthy or unloved. And that's not the case, because we are fearfully and wonderfully made in his image. And you're very good. But there is something wrong. There is a crack. There is something spoiled in the clay that leaves us imperfect, broken, and even a little bit leaky. But God wants to do something about it. There's hope for us, you see, that something can be done. And this evening, you might be sitting here and you're going through things, and there's scars and there's cracks and there's struggles. And God wants you to know, hey, even though you're broken right now, even though you're feeling spoiled right now, it's not the end. But there is cracks and chips and things in our life that do run deep that we need to address. Things that we can't just let heal on their own. And the greatest one of these that we will ever face is dealing with the crack and the scars and the spoil in our life of sin. Romans 3 and 23 tells us, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. These vessels, you and I, created fearfully and wonderfully in the image of God, are not perfect. Not because of falling, not because of cutting ourselves, with the knife when we're cooking, but because of the damage that sin does. Because of the impact of sin in our lives and how it damages our relationship with God. And tonight, maybe like me, you're sitting here and you know in your life, hey, I have made mistakes. I have done the wrong thing. I have said the wrong thing. I have messed up. I'm not perfect. If God looked at me, he would see me broken and useless. And we carry those cracks and scars of the mistakes and the failures of our sin. And we go, there's no hope. But tonight, God wants you to know that all of those failures, all those cracks, yeah, they spoil the clay. But that's not the end of the story. You know, Jesus died on the cross for us to wash away sin, to forgive sin. And I assure you tonight that I don't stand here because I'm perfect. I have those chips and those scars and those cracks just like you. But I know what it is to have been reworked by Jesus. And tonight God wants you to realize that even if you're sitting here tonight, you're saying, I know, I've done that wrong. Shouldn't have said that. Shouldn't have treated that person that way. You know what, I've tried doing things my way and it doesn't work. I don't know what to do. God wants you to see, hey, I see your brokenness. I see those failures. But it's not the end of the story. If you will simply come to me. If you simply come, then there's hope. You see, for each of us, there's an opportunity to be worked at the potter's wheel. Verse 3 tells us that Jeremiah went down to the potter's house and there he was sitting at his wheel. You see, our potter, the Lord Jesus, he's there ready to do a work in your life. He's there willing to do something in your life if you're willing to come to him. And it tells us something important in this verse that is easily missed. It's that the potter's wheel has the power to transform. The potter's wheel has the power to take something that is broken and cracked and spoiled and turn it into something amazing. To transform it and give it new purpose and new life. But we won't go to the potter's wheel unless we first recognize, hey, there's something I need fixed. There's something I need done in my heart or in my life. You see, we need to realize we need to be at the center of Jesus' wheel. To be firmly in his hands, allowing him to work in our heart, allowing him to work in our life. And being centered in Jesus is to have our life fully surrendered to him. To give him everything. He needs to be both Lord and Savior in your life. See, sometimes we want saved. We want rescued. We want transformed. But then we want to go back out on our own. And that's not how being in Jesus works. If we ask him to save us, we must make him Lord, to give him everything. And just like the potter cannot mold the piece of clay into a piece of pottery unless it's perfectly in the center. If the clay is even off slightly, as the potter works at it, it changes shape, it loses, it doesn't sit right, and it collapses in on itself. The piece of clay has to be perfectly in the center of the potter's wheel. And so too, tonight, you need to put yourself firmly centered in Jesus. Give him your everything. See, if we tried to live out our lives without Jesus, just like the clay, eventually things fall apart. The cracks resurface. And we never reach our designed purpose or the plan he has for us. If you think about it, the piece of clay that starts off-centered and begins to take shape, but all of a sudden spoils. It becomes useless until recentered, and the potter begins to rework it all over again. That's why Jesus tells us that without him, we can do nothing. We can't do anything. He says in John chapter 15, verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. God tells us, hey, look, if you want to see something incredible in your life, if you want to see great transformation, if you want to see great fruit, then start in the center, connected to me, in relationship with me, and I'll work you into something amazing. God tells us that if we try to build on our own and build our own houses without his direct guidance, we end up laboring in vain. If we try to do all things on our own efforts, it's useless. But Psalm 127 verse 1 tells us, useless the Lord builds, unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Are you laboring in vain? Or are you allowing God to do the building, God to rework the clay? I remember playing rugby back when I was in high school, and I was playing for Wallace. We were in a match against Portadown College, and it was a pretty tight match. It was a medallion shield match, for any of those that know what that is. And a few people had got injured along the way in this match on both sides. There had been a few dodgy tackles, a few hard tackles, and the hits were getting worse and worse, and the rucks were getting messier, and things were just getting a little bit out of hand as both teams just, we are in this to win it at all costs. And what happened is everyone playing to win, and the ball's being passed along the line, and Portadown tried to intercept a pass on our side and knocked the ball forward. And the whistle went. It was going to be a scrum. And I lifted the ball from the ground to bring it to the scrum. And the next minute, somebody went into the back of me and sent me flying. But they were a little bit high. And as I went down shoulder first onto the ground, it decided not to be attached to my arm any longer. And I went down and hit the ground and ended up in quite a lot of pain. Now, thankfully, one of the guys on our team, his dad is a doctor, and he decided that, right, best place for this is if we put you back in your place. So, pitch side, bite that, and okay, right, is that any better? Yes, less painful now, thank you. A few tears and different things, but that was the outcome. Another one of those bangs and bashes, but this time I couldn't do anything about it myself. It wasn't going to get better on its own. I needed somebody else to help me. And when we think of our lives and think of how we want so much out of life, but if we're not in Jesus' hands, if we're not allowing him to work us, we never fulfill our true potential. We never get the best out of life. And the cracks and the scars and the spoiled clay that sin brings in our lives can't be undone. We need help. And the help we need is Jesus. Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2 says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. See, we need help to deal with sin in our life. We need help that we could have our lives transformed, that that clay could be reworked. See, we're not meant to carry the cracks and the scars of sin in our life. We were not created that way. We were created in the beginning, perfect in His image, with purpose and plan. But sin spoiled it. The good news is that Jesus can rework us into a new masterpiece. And God wants you to know tonight that He understands and He sees who you are. He knows all the things you've been through, all the things you've done, all the struggles you've had. And He knows that you can't deal with the sin yourself. That's why He chose to go to the cross, to pay the debt that you couldn't. And like the clay, we need the power of the potter's wheel. We need the potter's hands in our life. John 10:10 says, Jesus says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." You see, Jesus not only is there that we can be reworked, He's the one that wants to work in our lives. He wants to transform us. He wants to deal with those cracks and scars left by sin. But we first need to recognize that we're broken, that we have sin in our life and it needs dealt with. And secondly, that we need Jesus. We need to be on that potter's wheel. That's the only place that transformation and restoration can take place. And thirdly, we need to be reworked. Jeremiah 18 verse 4 says, "The vessel he was making was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to do." In the potter's hands is where the clay is remolded. It's in his hands where new shape and new purpose takes place. It's where water is added that washes and away all the grime. It's where water is added that helps to restore the cracks, to take away the dryness from this lump of clay and give it its life as a pot or a teapot or a cup or whatever he's making as he sees fit. And you see, when we recognize that we're not perfect, that we have those cracks and scars and chips and there's dryness because of the sin in our life, then we can begin to be reworked by Jesus. And not as water's added, but as we're washed in the blood of the Lamb. Jesus, who died on the cross, who shed his blood for each and every one of us, that's where we are reworked into a new masterpiece as he sees fit to forgive our sin, not because we deserve it, but because he's the potter and can do as he pleases. And it pleases him that we would be made new. A potter's hands, when they work with dry and broken clay, often end up scarred and scraped and cut. And tonight, I want you to see that that's exactly what happened to Jesus when he chose to rework us. He went to a cross where there were nails put into his hands and into his feet. They became cut and broken in order that he could rework us and deal with the sin in our lives and give us new purpose. John 20:20 says that when he said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. They saw those broken hands, they saw those scars, and they knew that there was hope. They knew that Jesus had bore those scars for them, that they could be worked into a new masterpiece, that they could be healed and forgiven from the sin in their life. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. for by his wounds you have been healed. You see, that's the promise that we have. That if we will come to Jesus and allow him to rework us, that there's healing for the sin in our life. See, to be in Jesus' hands, to be in the hands of the potter, means that we call on his name, that we ask him to forgive us, ask him to heal our hearts from brokenness, and make him Lord and allow him to transform us, allow him to make us more like him. Romans 12 and 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. You see, just like the potter who applies pressure to the clay to reshape it, to change it from the inside out as they work out the clay into its shape, so too we need to allow Jesus to transform us into his likeness, to renew our minds, to help us think differently, to put away the fleshly desires and to seek after the things of heaven. 2 Corinthians 3 and 18 says, we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is in spirit. I wonder tonight, are you in the potter's hand? I love the Lord and I'm saved. I know it. I know that he died for me. I know that, yeah, I've messed up and he's dealt with my sin, but you know what? I'm still on the pot. I'm still on the clay, on the potter's wheel, still being transformed day by day, more and more to be like him. But are you willing to let him? Do you trust him enough to do a work in your life? I broke my nose playing a different rugby match one time. This is only the surface of the accidents I've been in. I broke my nose anyway playing rugby, and when you break your nose, the nose needed reset, and you have to put your hands into the hand of the surgeons and allow them to do what they have to do. And to reset my nose, whatever was going on, they had to put me out, and off I went, and You come back round and it's all done and it's over. But you had to trust them to do what they needed to do to transform me into this beautiful face that I have today. That wasn't a joke. But likewise, we need to allow Jesus to rework us. To say, okay, you know what, Tim, you've messed up there. Let me do something in your heart. Let me not only deal with the sin, but let me help you to not repeat this pattern. To become more like me. So that we don't end up here with the same scar. With the same crack. I'll close with this. Verse 5 and 6 says, then the word of the Lord came to me. O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter has done, declares the Lord. Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. God tells us that just like the clay in a potter's hand, in the image of this, broken, spoiled, in need of reworking, if that clay is placed firmly on the potter's wheel, his hands begin to work, that it can be restored, it can be made new, and it can be given purpose. And so too, God can take our broken lives full of sin, all the failures, all the times we've disappointed and disobeyed, and he can begin to rework us, begin to reshape us as he places us on the center of that wheel. As we say, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust in you. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you that you are willing to take those scars for me. And we allow him to begin to work on our heart, to begin to work on our mind, and we are transformed into his image. That's what we're told in Scripture. If we'll simply let our lives be in his hands. Tonight it's very simple. Do you recognize you're broken, that there's sin in your life? Do you recognize that you can't do something about it yourself? You need the potter to do a work in your heart. And are you willing to let him apply that pressure and apply the blood to your life and forgive you? If that's you, it's so, so simple. All you have to do is cry out and say, Lord, come into my heart. Deal with my sin and make me into your image. The beauty of God's word is that he's faithful to it. And what he says he does. And God says if we will confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive them. If you don't know God tonight, if you have never asked Jesus into your heart, I cry out and say, do not leave this place without coming and speaking to one of the leadership. Come and speak to me. We'd love to pray with you and lead you on that journey to say, hey, God, let's do a work of transformation. I don't mind if you've been here for 40 years or 4 days. It makes no difference. God says tonight can be the night that you can know what it is to be in my hands and have your life transformed. Let's pray as we close. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your faithfulness to us. I thank you that you love us, you forgive us. If we'll call out on the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for those that are gathered. If there's one here, Lord, that doesn't know you, would tonight be the night they give their life to you and allow you to begin a work in their heart. Lord, for those of us that do love you, Lord, we pray that we would never move off the center of your wheel, that you would keep us in your hands and keep doing that work until the day of completion when we stand before you perfect and sinless because you have died for us and we see you in glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. And your love is
great. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.